Okay, just one final question about lines.
Everybody's going, phew, thank
okay,
God.
Okay, yeah. I know these lines exist relatively independently from each other, but do some depend on the development of other lines?
Yeah.
And how does that work?
Again, because these are really all kind of intertwined, although some of them obviously are more independent of others. But one of the really important ones is cognitive development. And again, this is something we actually go in and test. What you find, for example, is that cognitive development is necessary but not sufficient for interpersonal development, which is necessary but not sufficient for moral development. A really quick example of that is if we use cognitive development and moral development. Cognitive just means sort of bright, book bright, IQ, intelligence. And morals means morals. Now, what it means is that cognitive is necessary but not sufficient for moral development. That means that highly intelligent people might not be very moral, but highly moral people will be intelligent. So we all know a lot of people that are highly intelligent, not very moral. Nazi doctors, I mean, sort of any number of examples that you want. But moral development can't run ahead of cognitive development, because cognitive is your capacity to understand, take different views, see what is, and so on. And that's necessary for moral development to occur. So some people can be have high cognitive development and high moral development. But moral development can lag way, way behind cognitive development. And that's one of the real problems, is usually the people that we think of as really being quite evil are really smart and moral crustaceans. You know, so they're just these, you know, demonic geniuses, you know, the mad scientists kind of thing. And they have just very, very sort of low in these other intelligences, but very, very high in cognitive. But you never find the reverse. You never find an Albert Schweitzer or Martin Luther King who scores very low on cognitive. They're all very intelligent.
Are there any other examples like that of lines that are dependent upon other lines for their development?
Those three are the major ones. Most of the ones like self and values are also dependent upon cognitive. And the reason is cognitive has a little bit of a bad reputation because people mistake it for rational, linear, abstract, and all of that. And it really isn't. It really means your capacity to see what is. So cognition means a cognition of what is, of what's arising. And the person that studied the cognitive line the most was Piaget, and brought a great, great deal of intelligence to that. And even though Piaget's developmental line is now understood to be only one of among, you know, a dozen or two dozen other lines, his mistake was that he thought it was sort of the only line, and that's kind of what got him in trouble. But for what he did in that line, his research still holds up. It's still cross-culturally valid. It's been tested on Aborigines, rainforest Indians, they all go through these stages. It's really interesting. So he was a real genius when it came to that one particular line. And cognitive really means it's just your capacity to perceive what's going on in the objective world. And because that's so primary, then if you take, again, we've been using the example of moral development with Carol Gilligan. So her first stage of selfish, and then a next stage of care, and then universal care. Those three stages each depend upon a higher cognitive capacity. That's why you can't get to universal care or universal compassion without being at Piaget's highest stage of development, which is formal operational. And the reason is only there can you take third-person perspectives. So if cognitively you can't do that, you can't have universal compassion. You can't see the other person's point of view. So because cognitive development is necessary but not sufficient for moral development, then you can be very high cognitive, very low moral, but not vice versa. You never find somebody at the universal care stage who's still at a very low stage of cognitive development. And that's true for values as well. And again, it's because cognitive provides the raw material that morals and values will work on. And without that raw material, you can't go any higher than that line.
Okay, I'm satisfied now.
Okay.
So we've got the quadrants. We've got the lines. And okay. Now we're really going to move on, Ken. This concludes session one of Cosmic Consciousness with Ken Wilber. Our program continues with session two.